You're locked into the only podcast for Maine high school basketball. The biggest names, past and present. It's Big Time Hoops, the podcast, right now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Big Time Hoops, the podcast. And we got a big timer. I was just reading the resume. It's impressive. It's very, very long. I checked the website. We'll see if I missed anything. We got America East Player of the Year, America East Defensive Player of the Year, America East Tournament Outstanding Player, all in the same year, 2019. She got some all tournament or all conference appearances, all rookie team, players of the week. The list goes on and on. Blanca Milan joining us on today's episode of Big Time Hoops the Podcast. Blanca, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
And the first question I want to ask you is, how off is our American accent in pronunciating your name? Because I'm sure everyone calls you Blanca Milan, but what's the actual Spanish pronunciation sound like?
It's pretty off, you know, but I just gave up. You actually say Blanca Millan, but yeah.
I can see why you give up. That's tough for us Americans, right there. That's
yeah.
How about this? Does the guy who does the announcements at the home games, does he at least say it correct, or do they get it wrong too?
No, they still say Blanca Milan, but it's true that they asked me. But since it was very hard and everyone knew me by Milan, I said it was fine. So we just kept it that way.
You can only control what you can control. But people should know your name by now because, like I said, you've been doing big things for a while. And back for one last season here, hopefully. But looks like you got to actually stick around for the summertime, right? Normally, I'm guessing you probably go back home, but got to spend the summer in Maine because of COVID and other conditions, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, I usually go for like 2-3 months, you know, try to be here early August. I spend at least 2 months with my family. It's a long time without them. So, yeah, it was different. I was planning on staying here because of my knee regardless and then going home for a couple of weeks in August. But then with COVID, everything got messed up. So I just stay here the whole summer.
Yeah, so it was a strange year. It should have been your senior year last year, right? And you guys are the defending champs, looking to defend it, go 3 in a row, and then you get hurt. So that was messed up. And then COVID hit, and that's messed up. And then you've been stuck here all year. What has this last year been like for you? I mean, it's probably been just one bad thing after another.
I mean, honestly, it's been a roller coaster, you know. I started preseason already with a foot issue, so I was out for like a good month. Then like the second game of my season, I opened my eyebrow, so I missed like the whole game. And then like 6 games into, I tore my ACL, so it was definitely not meant to be, you know. I really trust in God, so I knew he had a plan, a better plan for me. He probably knew I was not going to be able to finish the season with COVID and everything, so he got a better plan. But it was a tough year, you know. Not only individually, as a team, we had so many injuries that it wasn't nice to go through it. Never had to go through something like that, so definitely was very different, but I really learned a lot, so I guess that's a positive.
Yeah, and I think the only positive that's come out of the last year here is that you get to come back for a fifth year. So, I mean, as we mentioned last year, should have been your senior year, but you made the decision to come back. Like, was that something that was kind of like a no-brainer? Because I'm guessing you got options that you can do after you're all done your college career, which we'll get into a little bit later on. But was that a tough decision for you to come back for one more year, or was it pretty much a no-brainer for you?
I mean, I took my time, you know, to think what was best for me, but at the end, I got to the point where I knew I wanted to finish whatever I started in my freshman year, and I knew we had a very special team this year. So when I talked to my family and to Coach Amy too, you know, it was an easy decision to say that I wanted to end my senior year here.
Absolutely. So we mentioned how you had to kind of stay here this summer, couldn't go back home. So let's talk about home. Let's get to know Blanca a little bit here for the folks that may not be too familiar with your background. So one of the many international students we have on the UMaine roster representing Spain. So just curious, like, where do you come from in Spain? You're from a big city, small town. Like, what was your upbringing like?
Well, I come from, it's not a huge city, but it's definitely bigger than Orono. It's a town in the north of Spain, right on top of Portugal. It's pretty similar from what we have here, you know, a lot of nature, a lot of things like that. But it's not huge, but it's pretty decent size. So, yeah.
And obviously from a football-heavy country, right? Soccer is everything in Spain. So what were the options growing up for, like, basketball? Because I'm guessing with the arrival of the Gasols and the success that the national team had, like, at the beginning of the 2000s, it kind of brought maybe more popularity to the sport in Spain. But What was it like growing up for you? Like, was it easy to get opportunities to play basketball? Was it something you just loved right away, or was it something you kind of grew into later on?
So my case is a little bit different. I went to a school where I had all the sports, right? And so I could try everything. I played soccer for the longest time because all my friends played soccer. So I was like, I want to play soccer. But my mom and my dad, they both played pro. So when I was little, my dad was still playing. So of course I had to watch a lot of basketball. You know, grew up watching a lot of basketball. My family is big on basketball. So it was like kind of in the environment. And then I did soccer, then I did swimming, and a random day, one of my swimming coaches was like, you're actually pretty tall, like, why don't you try basketball? So I tried basketball when I was like 6-7 years old, and since then I just fell in love and I just kept playing. But it wasn't bad because my town is a very basketball town, so we have many teams, so it was pretty easy to get into it.
Yeah, it's a little bit different in Europe versus the States here, where you kind of go to a school and the school offers sports, and you guys have clubs, right? It's all like club sports over there. So for those that aren't familiar with it, could you kind of explain to like how the club sports system works and how it's a little bit different than here in America?
Well, it's funny because everyone played in clubs, but I play in my high school. Like, I play in my high school since I was 6 until I was 18. So it was my school team. But usually what it is just like an association or whatever. And people just get the best players from around the area. It's like kind of an AAU team, you know, but that's how our clubs work, basically.
What was your club, or what was the local club? Which one was it?
My school was Colegio Manuel Peleteiro, which is like a normal school. It's one of the best schools in Spain, so.
And then I'm guessing you at some point kind of got into the national scene too, right? Did you ever like play on youth teams or like under, I don't know what it is, like under 17, under 16? Like, how does it work over there?
So basically what happens is we have like, it's not states, right? But we have like communities in Spain. So you first go to that team, which is like, my region is Galicia. So we have like a national team for that. And then from that, you play a championship with only Spanish regions. And then from there, you jump to the national team. So I played both. And then I did pretty well in my region in Spain. So I started going with the U14. With the national team, and then U16 all the way up, and that's how they scout you, basically.
And then with that, you get to travel, right? So I'm guessing once you get on that national level, you guys are playing just other teams in Europe. What were some of the places you got to travel to? And it's gotta be cool. I'm guessing just kind of traveling Europe and playing against some of these other teams. But like, do you guys leave Europe? Do you guys go to like other continents and stuff like that, or was it pretty much just strictly in Europe?
When I was playing, it was pretty much in Europe because I never played like a world championship. I just played European. So we got to travel basically like France, Germany, Czech Republic, all those places, you know, Hungary, Greece. So all over Europe. But yeah, you travel a lot.
Okay. And like one of the things here in the States is you go to different parts of the country here and it's different styles of ball. Even like in the state itself, if you go like Northern Maine, Southern Maine, it's like different styles of ball. So in Europe, what are the different styles? Like, what's the Spanish style of basketball? How would you describe it?
I'll say it's like pretty fast. It's one of the most talented countries, you know, so we have a lot of good players. So I just say it's pretty fast, but it's also very tactic. So every team has like a very clear structure and everyone knows what are they doing. But it's a big difference because it's mostly the same throughout the whole Spain. You know, everyone plays kind of the same, but Europe is very similar. So it's not as such a big difference as here in America.
How about in Europe? Like, who's that country that just plays physical in your face basketball? Like those bullies. Like, who are the bullies in Europe?
There are a couple. France is pretty tough to play, honestly. But then it's countries like Hungary or I don't know, probably Germany. Countries like that, they're always tough to play.
Is there one country you get up for to play against more than others? Like, is it just like, all right, we're playing this country?
France has been always our game. It's just, you know, we're neighbors, but it's not good.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you got noticed playing international ball. It's kind of how you got over here to Orno. So, I'm curious, like, when did the recruitment process get started? When did you get noticed? And was it pretty much UMaine from day one, or were there other schools that were kind of interested in that you were looking at before you made a decision?
So, I think I was 16. I just came back from my U16 European Championship, which was in Hungary. And, obviously, there was people watching. So, it was random. At the end of one day, this guy came up to my mom and she he asked her if she knew if I was interested in coming to America to play basketball. So my mom was pretty sure I was. So she told me after. I was like, yeah, for sure. So since that day until like I signed with Maine, I just kept getting emails from a bunch of different schools, you know, all levels, big schools, mid majors, lower schools. So it took me like almost 2 years to make the decision, you know. I cut my list down to like 3-4 schools, and then by the time Coach Barron was the coach for us, so he came to Spain a couple of times. He explained me like what was the program about, how we're doing, what about Maine and all that. So I really thought it was a great place for me. I signed without even visiting, so I visited after I signed. Yeah, so that was pretty much it. It was pretty long, but I was like 100% sure what I was doing, so I went for it.
Yeah, and like, was that something, because like, you know, here in the States, like kids grow up saying, I want to play professionally, I want to play D1, stuff like that. Was playing in America, like coming to play in college basketball, was that something you thought about growing up, or is it something that just kind of you started thinking about as you got a little bit older?
It was more when I got older. Like from day one, I knew I wanted to play in the WNBA, but I didn't follow college as much, so I didn't know a lot about it or how it worked, or like that there are so many teams, like difference, like, you know, mid-major, or I didn't know anything. So when I started hearing of it, I was like, it might be good for me to go play college and then from there try to go to the WNBA. So I would say when I was 16 or so, I started to like want to know more about college. And then it was when I was like, mom, I really think I want to go there, and it looks super cool. So I was like, it's so different from here, you know, that I really want to go. And they were like, just go for it.
So you were brave and you made the commitment without visiting campus first. That's really, really brave of you, because Maine isn't for everyone. It's an interesting state, especially with these winters. So what was your first actual visit to campus like? Were you like, oh God, I think I made a mistake? And you're probably thinking, this is not what I picture when I picture America. I don't picture small town Orno, Maine. But what was your first reaction to actually getting on campus?
It's funny because I visited on the summer, so it was either June or July. Oh. So it was so nice. Like, it like seemed like an actual town. Like, I was so excited about it. Like 80 degrees, 90, super sunny.
Yeah.
So like, I love it. Like, it reminded me to home a lot. So it was like, I like it. And my mom was the same. Like, she was like, you're not used to a huge city, so I think this is very good. Campus is not gigantic, but it's a pretty decent size. So I was like, yeah, I think it's perfect. So I was pretty happy about it. And then winter hit my freshman year. I was like, wow, this is not what I thought it was going to be. But, you know, you get used to it and get through it.
I don't think you ever get used to it. I've been here my entire life and I'm still not used to it. Every time winter rolls around, I'm still like, God, it's so cold around here. But
yeah.
So also, there's a huge culture shift going from Spain, where you grew up your whole life, coming to America. So that takes some adjusting. Then also just the style of ball. We mentioned I like the styles a little bit different in Europe and in Spain. What was your biggest adjustment style-wise or just basketball-wise when you got here? I'm guessing like even like language and slang and just stuff you guys said on the court was different. So what were some of the things you had to adjust to your freshman year here?
My first months were tough, honestly. My school was bilingual, but when you get here, you realize the English is completely different, you know. So off the court, for sure, I struggled. Like, I barely spoke English. I barely spoke to anyone. I was so quiet. So on the court was basically the same. I literally spoke to one teammate, and that was all. And I never understood what they were telling me. So I was, like, very shy in that way, but I was also very shy basketball because I didn't know what was expected or what they wanted me to do. So that was a big adjustment, you know, to be myself and not be afraid or whatever. Took me a while. And then, for sure, the weights, like, I have never moved a weight until I got here. Like, I never done lift in my life. So then I get here and we're practicing 5-6 times a week and lifting 3-4 times a week, you know, plus running. So I was like, this is crazy, you know, like, a big part of this game here is being strong and fast. So I was like, that's crazy. So it took me like 3-5 months to get used to all the lifting, like, you know, all the routine, I would say, to be able to feel like I was myself again.
Then you mentioned just kind of being a little timid on the court. And I remember going to your games your freshman year, and you could tell, like, just like watching you play, like, she's gonna be good. Like, you could tell, like, she's figuring out, but she's gonna be good. And I was right on that. That prediction was right. So when did things start clicking for you? Like, when did things start slowing down and you just kind of felt more comfortable on it? Did it take that whole first year, or did you kind of figure things out halfway through your freshman year? Like, what was the point in which it just all started to click for you?
I think it was at the end of my freshman year, you know, but it was a lot of things. It was, I started to understand the mental part of the game, which is a very big part of the game in college, you know, the mental side. So I started to get ready, spend a lot of time on my own. Then I also figured out like how to watch a lot of film, you know, myself, my team, who I was playing against. So it took me a while to realize that it's not just the amount of work you put in the court, which is a big part, you know. So at the end of that year, I realized that there was so many other things that were going to help me to be a great player. So I started by the end of freshman year, but I think the summer of freshman year to sophomore year in Spain, I really worked a lot in everything I had written down for that season, you know, because I was being so hard on me because I knew I wasn't playing my best basketball. Right. And then when I got here sophomore year, I think it was when I was just like ready, and I, like, you know, one of my goals was like, be yourself. So that really helped me. And then it just went the right way.
You mentioned conditioning and weights and all that stuff too, which, you know, something you mentioned didn't really pay attention to until you got here. How much did that help your game out? Just getting a little bit faster, a little bit stronger? Is that something you could tell, like maybe help with confidence on the court? Like, did it make a big difference for you?
Yeah, for sure. Coach Amy always laughs because she knew I hated it. Like, I would cry. Every time they mentioned the word weight room, I would cry. So she knew, you know, and now we play around because, like, and now – I don't love it, but I really like to get in the weight room, do my work, you know. So getting strong and faster definitely helped my game a lot because people here are very strong and athletic. So I knew I had to step it up. So one of the big adjustments that helped me was definitely getting stronger.
So you come here from Spain, you know, recruited here by Coach Barron. And Coach Barron leaves, right? And then Amy takes over. Was that in between your freshman and sophomore year?
Yeah.
What was that like? I mean, I'm guessing like you kind of make a establish a relationship with Coach Barron. You know, him being part of the reason why you come over here. You're here for a year and then he's gone. Well, I mean, he kind of just, you know, changed benches, went to the other bench. But what was that adjustment like for you? Like having someone else take over the program and then playing for a new coach?
I mean, it was weird for sure. You know, like my class was 8 freshmen, 6 of them left, and then the coach leaves too. You know, it was for a reason. Yeah. So my thought by that time, it was like, I'm really grateful Coach Barron brought me here. He needs to step out for some reason, you know. So I was just hoping for him the best. And then I had a very close relationship with Coach Amy by the time too, because she was the assistant coach, you know. So since I got here, she was the one always helping me, you know, in the sidelines, off the court, in the class, you know, bringing me everywhere that I needed, you know, helping me with the English. So we had a different type of relationship, but we already had one. So obviously when they told us that she was going to be the head coach, I was super happy about it because I knew how she was. You know, she played here, so she really knew what was all about, you know, how we felt about it. So I was very excited about it, and I knew she was a great coach. So I liked the idea. It was very nice.
And then sophomore year just winds up being great for you guys. You guys that have been knocking on the door, trying to win the conference championship, and then sophomore year, you do it. What was the biggest difference from freshman year to sophomore year? Because you mentioned like a lot of players left, and you were one of the few that stuck around. So what is this? What was it about your sophomore year team that just allowed you guys to kind of push through and get that championship with so much turnover? New coach, what was it about that year?
I think it was a very special year. You know, my freshman year, we had a great team, but we never got to that point where we got it together 100%, you know, great talented players. But as a team, you could see it was a little bit off, the chemistry. My sophomore year, junior year team was just amazing chemistry. The bond between us was something that I never seen on a team, you know. We did everything on and off the court together, spent so much time together. We knew each other so well that then you put that on the court and it was the same thing, you know, like the players that were playing with me, I knew exactly what they liked to do, where they knew what I loved to do. They always had the ball ready for me. I had the ball, you know, so that little things like chemistry things, I think it really got us together and then we pulled it off. Plus our chemistry with the coaches was very good too. You know, we had 100% confidence on them and vice versa. So that was the key for me.
And then junior year is a huge year for you individually and team-wise. You guys go back-to-back, and then that's what I mentioned earlier, conference player of the year, conference defensive player of the year. Have you always been a defensive player, or is that something you have to work on? Like, have you taken pride in your defense? Is that something, like, would you like to guard the other person, the other team's best player, or is it something that just kind of happened? You just kind of turn into that?
I would say it's a mix of both. I have fun playing defense. I just love it. Like, I love to steal the ball. You know, I love to lock the other person down and, like, see that they can score. I love it. It makes me have fun. And I also know it gets my offense started. You know, when I have good games on defense, it's my best games on offense. So when I got here, I knew that. But in Spain, it was easy. You know, I was playing in a league that was, like, a school league. So it wasn't, like, a crazy thing. So when I got here and I saw I could do it, I would work on it as much as I would work on my offense, you know? So, that's, I think, the biggest thing.
So there's different kinds of defensive players, right? There's like the pest who's kind of always up on you, even when the ball's out of bounds, they're just attached to you, just annoying you, putting their hands all over you. Then you have like the vocal defensive players that will talk shit to you and be loud and just bark at you. Then you kind of just have like the quiet, go about their business, Kawhi Leonard type, you know, just will lock you down but not really say much or be a pest. Like, how would you describe your defensive prowess? Which type of defensive player are you?
Honestly, I would say I'm like more like the last one. I just do my thing, you know. Like, if you don't talk to me, I won't say a word all game. Then if you talk to me, I won't be quiet. But like 95% of the time, I just do my own thing, you know. I'm very focused. Coach Amy always tells me to be locked in defense because she knows I can do it. So that's what I try to do, you know, just focus on my person and the ball. If the ball is not with them, you know, be in the right spot where I have to be. Try to get as much steals as I can. And that's all I think when I'm playing defense.
When it comes time to bark back at somebody, if you have to talk shit back to somebody because they're talking to you, do you talk back in Spanish or you talk back in English? And is your English trash game talking strong? Or do you kind of struggle there? Do your teammates make fun of you, or do you have a pretty good English trash talking game?
Well, my freshman year, I would talk in Spanish because I would be so scared that I didn't even know what to say, you know. I was like, I'm a freshman, all these girls are seniors, juniors, so I'm just going to talk in Spanish. And actually, it annoys people a lot because they don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But now I can defend myself pretty well in English. I think it's like a pretty decent game.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to find out this year because I'm getting my courtside seats back this year. I'm going to be right in the middle of the action. Yeah, and I'm going to hear it. So with this development from freshman year coming in, kind of playing a role, getting a little bit better sophomore year, junior year, becoming conference player of the year, obviously you get more attention from the opposing teams. They start game planning towards you, trying to shut you down, trying to take you out. What's been your biggest adjustment being in that role? Like, you know, there's a lot of extra attention that comes your way being the conference player of the year. People probably come at you harder than they might go at somebody else. Like, how have you adapted to that?
Honestly, for me, it's a big mental place, you know. For sure, it changed my individuals a lot. Like, with coaches, I'm asked for different things to work on. Like, if I have three defense, you know, find the open person. There's definitely someone open. So, little things offensively that work like that, but especially my mind, you know, like, know that every game is going to be a battle and I have to be my best, you know. I have to step on that court always thinking I'm the best. So little things like that don't affect my game.
And then also, too, like, you guys get to play a lot of really cool non-conference games. And as the team's gotten better, you guys have had success, you probably get to go to better tournaments, play against better teams in your non-conference schedule. For someone who didn't grow up watching American college basketball, what's been pretty cool for you? Because, I mean, you guys have had some big wins against some big Power 5 conference schools. You guys beat North Carolina. I just saw a graphic recently, like, some of the wins you guys have had. You guys have had some big wins.
Yeah.
What's, like, some of the cool things that you get to look back on and be like, wow, like, that was cool. This was fun. Playing here was cool. You know, what are some of those memories you look at, even though one more year to go, that you kind of look back on, like, yeah, like, this is not bad right here?
I have a couple, actually, because even though I didn't follow a lot of college basketball, it's funny how the big teams you always know, you know, like Duke, I don't know, Clemson, teams like that, I knew who they were even though I didn't follow. So for me, playing at Clemson, playing at Duke, South Carolina my freshman year, that was crazy, you know, like they get so many people, like, yeah, everyone cheers for the team. That was very, very cool. But playing Mississippi State, you know, there, and then Mississippi came here to the Cross Center.
I was there. That was a great game. Well, yeah, you guys almost won that game too. That was a close game.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. You know, and they have players like Victoria Vivians and all these guys that are, like, are great players. So yeah. Every big school that we play for me, it's like a blessed opportunity that I have.
So looking ahead here, it's the senior year. Last go around for you, last dance. What are some of the goals? I'm guessing it's the same. Conference championship, national tournament, player of the year, defensive player of the year. What are some of the goals you got here set going into senior year?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously have very high standards on myself, you know, but my number one thing is just do everything I can to help my team to get to the championship game, you know, get this championship game, win it, and then obviously go past the first round of the NCAA. And then, as you said, of course, I know it's hard because I'm coming back from a pretty tough injury, you know, but do as much as I have done in my junior year, for sure.
Yeah, how are you feeling physically right now? It's been a long year of rehab. I'm guessing it was tough to be on the bench. And you mentioned kind of like just how battle-tested the girls were last year, just having so many injuries, people having to step up. You know, what was it like being injured for the first time and having to watch that, but also like at the same time, be proud of the way your teammates played and the way you guys battled back and got back to the championship game and would have had a chance to play for it if not for COVID?
It was very, very tough. You know, I have never been hurt for that long. Went for playing a lot to just sitting 40 minutes in the bench every single game, you know. I didn't even watch them practice or nothing because my rehab would take so long that I would miss it. So it was very, very hard. It was also good because I learned so much, you know. I watched more film than my whole entire life for myself to come back and know absolutely everything on others. And then to tell them things, you know, from the sideline every little second so I could help them as much as I could. So as hard as it was, I think it was a great thing that happened. I really enjoyed watching them play. Like, I've never had so much fun in the bench like last season. You know? Like, it was like the time of my life every game. And then, as you said, to see my teammates for 2-3 years to step up the way they did was just amazing.
And how do you feel about your teammates going into this year? You got a lot of kids back. Got some freshmen coming in too. So the people that got playing time last year that might not have normally are battle tested and ready to go. So how do you feel heading into this 2020 season here?
I'm so excited, honestly. Like, these kids play like 30 to 40 minutes because we barely have players, and they show they can play great basketball, you know, great level basketball. So I'm very excited for them. Everyone knows they have a role, you know, and everyone is really, really good at their role. So now that we Fanny is back too, I'm back too, you know, plus all these kids, plus the freshmen, which are super talented, you know. I think it's going to be a great year, and I'm really excited about it.
Absolutely. I'm excited. I hope things get back to normal soon. And as we talked about in the beginning, you guys had media day this week. A bunch of pictures came out, fresh new jerseys, ready to go. Like, you guys must be excited, I'm guessing.
Yeah, very.
And we had your assistant coach, Tom, on a couple weeks ago. Talked about, you know, where you guys were at. Are you guys close to starting practice? Must be this week or next week, I'm guessing, right? Or workouts at least?
Yeah, we've been doing workouts for the last couple of weeks. We don't know very well official practice yet, but it's about to be soon too. So
awesome. Can't wait. Yeah. So I got a couple of things I want to hit on before we get up out of here. We're going to play a game real quick because we mentioned how you've been in Maine for 4 years now and you have to spend the summer here for the first time. So I'm going to ask you, I'm going to see how well you know Maine. I got some questions for you. And the sad thing is I looked these up and I didn't know the answer to some of these. So if you get So if you get some of these right, I'm going to be very upset with myself that I don't even know some of these answers. So first question, what's the capital of Maine?
Augusta.
All right. How about the biggest city?
Portland.
Yeah. Okay. Those are easy ones. Here we go. Do you know what the Maine state animal is?
No.
Any ideas? Any guesses?
I don't know, the deer or something?
Close, it's the moose.
Oh, I knew that, but it's okay.
How about the Maine state bird? This one's tough.
I have no idea. I can't even say one type of bird.
It's the chickadee, and I don't think I've ever seen a chickadee in my entire life in Maine. But you know what Maine's nickname is?
Pine State or something?
Pine Tree State, all right, there we go. And just looking at some of these other facts, none of them are that great. I don't really have anything else. But how about maybe some place you checked out in Maine this summer that you didn't get a chance to check out before? Like, you get to do some.
I went down to Bath, Maine.
Yeah.
One of my friends is from there. I loved it. It's so nice. I really loved it.
Nice. So I got one more question I got to ask before we get up out of here, because someone brought it up to me yesterday and I want to know if it's true. So there's been rumors that the UMaine women's team has been playing some pickup ball in the park out here on Davis Road in Bangor. Is there any truth to it? And I heard that the UMaine girls were out there and they were busting ass. And I want to know if there's any truth to this.
Yeah, it's actually true. it is. We've been playing a lot because we can play in the gym. So we try to get as much pickup as we can as a team. So, yeah, it's true.
And you guys are just beating up on all the guys out there?
Sometimes, you know, we try to just play against ourselves, you know, yep. But sometimes they happen to be there. So.
All right. Is it still going on? Like, I wish I would have known. I would have went down there and checked it out. I want to see this. I want to see this stuff. Are you guys done with that now that school's back in session?
Yeah, we do it less. We try to go 2-3 times a week, but
unbelievable. I had no idea. I only found out yesterday. But like I said, I heard you guys were busting ass and people were saying that, God, these girls play physical. Like they can't get over how physical you guys play. I'm like, yeah, like this is the real deal. It's D1
basketball. Yeah, it's funny because the guys there complain a lot. But
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Before we get up out of here, I always give my guests a chance to say anything that they want to say. Anything you want to say to Black Bear Nation, anything you want to say to the doubters out there, anything you want to say to the folks back home, anything at all, now's your chance to say what you got to say before we get up out of here.
I just want to say I'm not American, but, you know, with everything that's going on right now, just please make sure you vote, and as well as keep supporting Black businesses, you know, the Black Lives Matter. It's a very serious thing, important thing that we should all support. We are all equal and we have the same rights. So just please be aware of that. Try to do your best. And also shout out to my mom, my dad, and my sister. You know, it's been so long. So, yeah.
Have they had a chance to come over here and see you play at all, or they just watch online?
They come like once every year at least. So, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully they can get back over here soon for the big senior finale. Hopefully it wraps up in another conference championship, NCAA tournament appearance. I'm really, really hoping so. Thank you again for doing this. We got you up early. I mean, I don't know what time you college kids get up at, but we're recording this at 9:30 on a Wednesday morning. So shout out to Rocket for getting up for this and making time for coming on big time. I really appreciate it. And we wish you the best of luck this season.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. A lot of fun. Shout out to Blanca. Thank you for watching. Make sure you're checking out all of our previous episodes on all of our channels. It's out there everywhere. Wherever you can find a podcast, you can find this one. And we'll see you next week with another big time episode of Big Time Hoops, the podcast. We'll see you.